This is Audible.
New York Times bestselling author Dean Graziosi presents Millionaire Success Habits, The Gateway to Wealth and Prosperity, read by Mark Steinbeck. Dedication and introduction read by Dean Graziosi.
Dedication. I'd like to dedicate this book to my dear friends Tony Robbins, Joe Polish, and Dan Sullivan, the three people who have made a massive influence on my life, my success, and my abundance. I cannot even begin to express how grateful I am for those three men who came into my life exactly when they were needed. But I also want to dedicate this book to all the men and women throughout the years who had the will and the selflessness to share their life-changing wisdom through books and talks to those eager for a new path. I did my best to soak in all that I heard, read, and observed, and in turn, what I learned seeped into my thoughts and words. The exercises, the stories, the recipes, and the success habits you'll find in these pages I've learned through decades of my own trial and error, failures, and successes. But they've been greatly enriched by all the others who've walked the path before me, and I'm grateful for that. This dedication, then, is my way of recognizing all the people who have made such a big difference in my life. I'm hoping that in that same way, I'll serve you, and this book will make an equally big difference in your life. Introduction. In the spring of 1944, a boy who we'll call J.P. was born to immigrant parents in a rough neighborhood in the heart of Los Angeles. Before J.P. was 2 years old, his parents divorced. His mother struggled financially, and by the time he was 9 years old, J.P. was out on the streets looking for a way to help his mom make ends meet. Newspapers, flower pots, Christmas cards, you name it, he most likely tried to sell it. When his mother could no longer take care of J.P. and his brother, the two boys were placed in a foster home. As a teenager with no parental guidance, J.P. fell into the wrong crowd, joined a local gang, and struggled to pass his classes as a student at John Marshall High School in Los Angeles. One day in the 11th grade, J.P.'s high school teacher caught him and his friend Michelle goofing off, passing notes in class, and proceeded to make them both stand up in front of the room while he proclaimed, "You see these two? Don't hang around them, because they're not going to amount to anything. They'll absolutely not make it in any business." J.P. may have not realized it at the time, but moments like that are what start to create our life habits, successful ones, but also bad ones that can hold us back from our full potential. J.P. could have said to himself, "I'll never amount to anything," but he said, "The hell with that guy. I'll prove him wrong." J.P. developed his first success habit on one of his very first jobs. He said, "I worked all my life, starting from 9 years old. I had things like paper routes at 11 years old that I continued throughout high school. I even worked for a while at a local dry cleaner, sweeping the floors and doing odd jobs for the owner that was so tight with money that he squeaked when he walked. I was working as hard as I possibly could for a mere $1.25 an hour. Then one day after school, he called me over and said, 'Last night I looked behind the cabinets and there was no dust. Then I picked up the rug. No dust. You clean this place as if I'm watching you every minute.' I said, 'You hired me to clean, and my job is to do that the best I can.' He was so pleased, he gave me a raise to $1.50 an hour. For him, to do that was like I won an Academy Award. And to be honest, I learned an important lesson from this period of my life. Successful people, whether they're working for somebody else or working for themselves, do whatever they do to the best of their ability, as if the boss is watching them every minute of the day. I learned that in everything you do, always do your best. Some may believe this makes you foolish, a yes man. I believe that doing your best is just one of the many success habits you should develop. The benefits are numerous, varied, and significant. In this instance, his habit helped JP complete a mundane task and complete it well, and led him to tasks in the future that he loved. Before continuing with JP's story, I'd like to tell you a little bit about success habits and how this book will help you make them your own. I'm going to show you a path and process that will allow you to adopt success habits so they stick. You don't have to flip your world upside down or try to force new habits overnight that disrupt your life and cause you to go back to where you started. Rather, you can make barely noticeable small shifts in your daily routines by nudging out those things that don't serve you and replacing them with habits that create a path to wealth and abundance. It doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, a business owner, an executive, an investor, an employee, or a young person just starting your first job. The habits, principles, recipes, and exercises in these coming chapters will give you a competitive edge, catapulting you to that next level. So while this book's main focus is on financial success, The methods I share can also propel you to new levels of fulfillment in other areas of your life, including family and parenting and friendships, relationships, spirituality, health, physical fitness, love, passion, intimacy, and so much more. No matter what anyone has told you in the past, you are entitled to and can possess fulfillment, joy, and abundance in all areas of life. I'll help you develop these habits through a variety of methods. I'll share stories of hugely successful people I know and how they learned and applied the behaviors and routines that allowed them to become high achievers and high earners. I'll provide exercises for you to develop and practice new habits. And I'll offer you some stories from my own life that I hope will inspire and instruct. More about all this a bit later. Now let's return to our friend who, when we last saw him, was sweeping floors with great effort and skill. JP proceeded to graduate high school but didn't go to college. Instead, he joined the U.S. Navy and served for 2 years on the aircraft carrier USS Hornet. After the Navy, JP held various low-paying jobs, including working as a janitor at a gas station and as an insurance salesman. He worked briefly for Redken Laboratories but was fired after a disagreement with the boss. He even took a job as a low-paid door-to-door encyclopedia salesman. Looking back at this time, JP says he learned another important lifelong success habit. I would knock on 50 doors, and all 50 would be closed in my face. So I had to learn how to be just as enthusiastic on door number 51, or 151, as I was on the first door. He learned to overcome objection, communicate with people by listening to them, and how to persuade others to take action. Even though this was not a dream job, he didn't realize at the time that he was building some of the key success habits that would allow him to achieve breakthroughs later on in his life. At the time, though, they helped him persevere. The average door-to-door encyclopedia salesman at that time worked for straight commission, lasted only 3 days, while JP lasted 3.5 years. Despite his work ethic, JP still became homeless as a young adult. When I was homeless the first time, it was in my early 20s. My wife just couldn't handle being a mother anymore, so she left our 2.5-year-old son in my arms and took off with all the money we had. I soon learned that she hadn't paid the rent for the last 3 months, so with no money and being 3 months past due on rent, we were evicted. I was in between jobs, so my son and I were on the streets with no money coming in and attempting to live in an old car that I owned at the time. I remember saying to my son, "We're going to make it through this together." I went around to vacant lots and picked up Coke bottles and 7-Up bottles because in those days, you got 2 cents for the little one and 5 cents for the big one. When you're broke and you can't pay the bills, those are some of the most difficult times as a man and as a father. But what I learned was that when you're really down and out, you're at the very bottom, all you can do is look up. As difficult as JP's circumstances were, he possessed an advantage that many others in much better circumstances lack. He had a vision for his life. He was determined to start his own company, and after selling encyclopedias door-to-door for those 3 years, he knew he didn't want to work for someone else and that he could make it on his own. But there was a major obstacle. JP only had $700 to his name. Everyone told him he couldn't start his own company because he needed money, more schooling, more experience, more smarts, a different economy, and countless other things that he lacked. Sound familiar? Well, after listening to all the advice, he did what most successful people do. He listened first and foremost to himself and started the company anyway. JP developed a success habit of believing in himself and ignoring the naysayers. That was extremely difficult for me. I mean, how do you start a company, balance your bills and not get paid, and still go out door-to-door selling your products every day? It was extremely difficult. We should have gone bankrupt every single day for the first 2 years of the company, but 2 years later, we were finally able to pay the bills on time. Not only just pay them off, but pay them on time. I remember saying, "Hey, we made it. We've got $2,000 left over. We made it. We're successful." Eventually, JP was able to use his persuasion and communication skills to grow the company by leaps and bounds. JP even took his listening skills to the next level and developed the key habit of being able to read his customers on the deepest level. I think what I'm really skilled at is having the ability to listen. And not just listen, but to listen to everything people are saying instead of thinking about what I'm going to say next. That took me a while, but I think eventually I got pretty good at that. Through persistence and developing positive success habits, listening to understand, having vision, always doing his best no matter what, ignoring the naysayers, and staying positive in the face of rejection, JP built his first company into an international success. Perhaps you've heard the old saying, "It's not where you start, it's where you finish." JP is living proof of this adage. He started with nothing and rose to become one of the wealthiest people in the world. In 2015, Forbes magazine listed him as number 234 on the Forbes 400 list of richest Americans with a net worth of $2.8 billion. JP's full name is John Paul DeJorio. He's the founder of Paul Mitchell Line of Hair Products, Patron Tequila, and a dozen other successful businesses. DeJorio often advises young entrepreneurs to develop positive habits, believe in their gut instincts, and take risks. He says you can't just let other people get you down. I mean, what the heck do they know? I was told, no, you could never enter the beauty industry dozens of times. Everyone told me there's too much competition and that I have no money. I was even laughed at when I started Patron. People said, tequila at $37 a bottle? Are you kidding? I can buy tequila for $4. So go with your own gut feeling and always do something good for someone else. Though I love all of John Paul DeJorio's story, I relish that early admonition of his high school teacher who told John Paul and his friend Michelle Gilliam they'd never amount to anything. Well, to say that they proved that teacher wrong is a gross understatement. John Paul is a billionaire who's changing lives all over the world, and Michelle Gilliam is better known as Michelle Phillips, a founding member of the 1960s folk rock band The Mamas and the Papas, which sold 40 million records. Michelle tracked down the teacher for John Paul's 50th birthday, and when the teacher learned of the success his two former students had, all he could say was, well, shit. Success habits will put you on a different path. You know, hearing a story like John Paul's can be inspirational. It could be that Rocky story, or that Rudy story, or the story of the underdog who climbs his way up and makes it happen. But as inspiring as John Paul's story is, in a way, it could also make you second-guess your own abilities. You might think, I'm not what John Paul is. I can't do what he did. Maybe I don't have the energy he does or the nerve that he does. If this is your thought, then realize that this moment, it doesn't matter where you've come from. It only matters where you want to go. But you've got to make the commitment to go there. You could be doing 1,000 other things other than reading this book. In many cases, you could be doing busy work that dulls your senses and makes you carry on the status quo life that is less than you deserve. Humans are busier now than they've been in the history of the world. I love technology, but with all the advances to make our lives easier, it's really just allowed us to go faster. Let's face it, what it's done is to make everyone flat out busier. With text messages and emails buzzing in our pockets, our constant availability for phone calls, and hot new apps and social media on our phones, we're more addicted, more unfocused, and more enmeshed in sweating the small stuff than ever before. And this leads many of us to feel like we're sprinting every day, but really not getting anywhere. Well, what if I told you it's true? You're going faster than ever before, but you may be on a treadmill, not a ladder. Fast is only good when you have the right path. Otherwise, all you do is get lost quicker. When you have the right success habits, you get to go fast in the right direction because you know the destination in advance. I promise to share these habits in a way that will allow you to digest them and use them with ease. It'll soon become apparent how you can quiet all the other noises in your life and expose the clear path to your next level. Let me tell you why this time will be different. Like John Paul, you'll see a growing number of small shifts you can make now that will have a massive impact down the road. When I was in special reading in 7th grade, I was mocked by my own teacher, Miss Thompson, just like John Paul was. She told me I was stupid regularly because, unbeknownst to me, I had dyslexia and had trouble wrapping my head around reading and spelling basics. I just couldn't figure it out. But there is, of course, a silver lining to those struggles, and even a silver lining to Mrs. Thompson's misguided motivation. In fact, there were a lot of silver linings that came from that situation, but one specifically that'll benefit you as the reader. My unique ability emerged from not being able to read and comprehend like other kids. Because of this handicap, I became a visual and audible learner who knows how to create easy-to-follow recipes for success. And following a recipe is much faster than trying to figure out something from scratch or through trial and error. Recipes save time. Having the right recipes can get you to success quickly. If you want to recreate for your friends and family the tongue-tantalizing taste of the spaghetti and meatballs from your favorite Italian restaurant, there are many ways to go about it. You could go to Italy and study Italian cooking for months. You could go to the Culinary Institute of America in High Park, New York, and study for years to get a degree in Italian cooking. You could try recipe after recipe, searching for the secret sauce. Or maybe you could wait until Sunday, when the chef worked a 12-hour shift. And as you see him walking wearily to his car, approach him and say, hey, chef, love your spaghetti and meatballs. I'm not in your business and I'll never be a competitor. I just want to make your spaghetti and meatballs for my family. And truthfully, I don't want to waste any time. Could I give you $100 and you give me that recipe? You can go home and make that spaghetti and meatballs that taste just as incredible as the chef makes them. And you could do it that very same day because now you have the recipe. This book will give you a different type of recipe. That's what I do. create recipes that get people the results they want faster. There are probably a million options that exist to help people achieve success. You've probably read personal development books or maybe even gone to a motivational or inspirational live event. But for some reason, maybe it didn't stick at the level you wanted it to. That's why you're reading this book. And I don't take that lightly. Not in the slightest. Here's my promise to you. I have recipes to help you make tiny shifts in your habits that can make you unrecognizable to yourself down the road. We only need tiny shifts in our millionaire success habits today to be completely different in the near future and for years to come. When I decided to write this book, I reflected back on my own life for the past 25 years and figured out the habits and the shifts I've made that put me where I am today. And that's what you'll get through this book. Small shifts yield big results. This book isn't just based on my personal journey to success. It's filled with the universal principles that don't work for just me. They'll work for anyone. I went on a quest to discover the shifts and the habits used by billionaires, top athletes, business leaders, and some of the world's top thought leaders, people whom I knew through my work. Many of these individuals started at the bottom in much harder times than we can imagine today. And when I extracted their strategies and viewed them within the context of my own personal strategies that have made the difference in our lives and will make the biggest impact on your life, that's what this book has, and that's what this book's going to deliver. It's going to show you how to replace old habits with new ones that'll help you make that leap to the next level of success. I'm grateful that you picked up this book and have come this far. Please don't stop now. Most people buy a book because of the title and let it sit on the shelf hoping by some magical power the knowledge and action steps will transfer into their brain. I know that you're busy and it takes time and will to read a book, but I urge you to make the time and apply the will to keep reading. I promise I'll do everything in my power to keep it compelling and exciting, but also to deliver the tactical strategies to take away habits that don't currently serve you and replace them with success habits that can grow your life, your wealth, and your joy exponentially. Believe me, I know you may be feeling there's no extra time for you to implement these habits into your life. I know you're not sitting around reading this book right now with 5 extra hours a day, but as you'll see throughout this book, it's like removing a battery and putting in a new one. I've already shared this, but it's worth repeating. You don't have to add time to learn new habits. You just have to replace old habits. To do so, you need to recognize the counterproductive routines you've fallen into. Once you acknowledge them, you'll see how realistic it is to be able to switch them out. There are a million paths to success. But with all those options, I've learned that the fastest way to success involves one option above all others. When success habits become your new routine, your life will change dramatically. You've picked up this book for a reason. Maybe you're a baby boomer who's been in a job for 30 or 40 years because it was a responsible thing to do, and it's finally time to reinvent yourself. Maybe years ago, someone told you, stop being a dreamer and do what's right. Do what's secure and safe. And what you're doing has dampened your enthusiasm for work and life, especially when you know you're meant for so much more. Or maybe the world has made you insecure, and you're staying in a job that has you living day after day just hoping something will change. Maybe you have your own business, and it's not doing so great, and it's time to take it to the next level. Or maybe your back is against the wall, and money is so tight you need a new path. It really doesn't matter who you are or what your situation is. Whether you're a college student unsure if the world still has opportunities that your parents had, or you're someone ready to tap into your full potential and start something new, this book can help you take control of your life. It's time to stop being the thermometer of life and start being the thermostat. Stop hoping a break will magically come. You can create your own break and do it so much faster than you could ever imagine. But before we get into the how of it, I want to share with you the why now.
Chapter 1. The time is right to change your habits. This is a volatile, even crazy time in American history. From diverse politicians whom people feel they can't trust, to negativity toward entrepreneurs who work hard and make a lot of money, societal norms are changing. As I shared earlier, most people will tell you that they feel they are working harder and faster to get things done, but to little effect. They strive to move up the ladder of success, yet for some reason it just isn't happening. Do you feel like you're not getting the results you desire or deserve? Well, besides technology affecting this outcome, another factor exists that you may not even be aware of. The good news is that you're not crazy for feeling like all your effort is going for naught. It's not your fault. Let's see what really is to blame. Productivity versus income. In doing my research for this book, one statistic on productivity grabbed my attention the most. If you look at the graph below, you will see that for many years, productivity and wages were going up unilaterally on a steep 45-degree angle. However, as 1973 rolled around, things changed. Wages went flat, but productivity remained on the same incline. And what does that massive gap between wages and productivity suggest? It means we are getting more done as a society, yet income hasn't reflected this output. So when you feel like you're working quicker, harder, or faster, and using today's technologies to accomplish more, you are. However, wages are simply not keeping up. That's why you feel busier than ever and squeezed financially. The unfortunate fact is that the gap continues to widen, and we can ignore it and blame others, or we can create the habits that multiply the income and success in our own homes and in our own life. The middle class is taking a serious hit. Some even say we are going towards a two-class society. Now, I know that politicians and those pushing their agendas have harped on this point, but I'm localizing the conversation. I'm talking about how it affects the economy in your house and within your family. This isn't to bash the wealthy. Heck, in this book, I'm giving you the habits to become wealthy or increase the wealth you already have. But the statistics don't lie. If you are not prepared and armed with the right tools, the shift that is happening in America could greatly affect you. And when I saw the graph below, I knew I had to share it. Up until 1981, all classes of income were rising at about the same rate. However, in about 1981, a split started to happen. The 1% broke away from the crowd, and since then, the top 1% of earners' income has gone up 138%, while the bottom 90% of earners' income has gone up only 15%. Here's an alarming look at the actual graph, but give me a minute to go through the so-called facts, and then let me explain how they impact you. From one perspective, the gap is getting wider and wider. It seems as though we are evolving into a two-tiered society. The middle class is getting squeezed out, and it's obvious from this graph that this is not just a theory. This is real life, and it's why you may be feeling the effects we talked about earlier. As scared as that graph makes you feel, imagine this. What if that income gap you saw on the graph did not matter to you? What if you knew there were ways to become financially bulletproof and for you to create the class you desire in your life, in your home, and with your family? New measurement of success. You see, I have to believe statistics. And if they are alarming to you, great. More reason to continue listening and take action in your life. But what is even more alarming is what the term middle class means these days. If you and your spouse make $120,000 a year combined, that means you're in the middle class. But should we cheer? What if one of you is working two jobs and the other has to put in extra time during the weekends? Sure, you might have a nice car, a beautiful house, vacations, and some other cool stuff. But maybe your kids are in daycare and you rarely get to spend time with them. Maybe you and your spouse haven't had any quality time together in a while because you were just too busy. Maybe you and your spouse are, in fact, less engaged with each other because when you do talk, it's in between emails and text messages. Maybe you have your own business and feel overwhelmed every day. These are just a few scenarios of many, but my point is simple. Is this truly the middle class you want to strive for? It's time to redefine the middle class. More specifically, we need to start talking about the unfulfilled middle and the empowered middle. We need the same type of redefinition for the upper and lower classes. It doesn't really matter if you believe the middle class is disappearing. If you are doing okay financially, but have a horrible quality of life, or if you are not living up to your full potential, this is not what life is meant to be about. Having money and no life sucks. And having no money and wishing you could create a life sucks. And I am going to tell you throughout this book that with the right habits, it doesn't matter where the economy is, what's happening to the class system, or who the president is. What matters is that you dance to your own beat. Remember, you want to be the thermostat, not the thermometer. In that way, you are in control of your personal economy and lifestyle. You can shape both to fit your requirements in a way that is meaningful and fulfilling. And yes, this goal is more than just a possibility when you believe in and have the right habits. Money is not evil. In my years of traveling and meeting thousands of my students firsthand, I've discovered that many of them have a limiting belief that money is somehow bad. This idea may have arisen from many sources, an anti-materialistic parent, a political ideology, or a religious doctrine. So before we get any further, let's address this concept to make sure that we have some clarity around it. Getting wealthy may not cure every problem, but it sure can cure a lot of them. When you secure the economy in your house, then you can go out to dinner more. You can get someone to pick up your dry cleaning. You can hire someone to clean your house. You can pay off debt. You can buy a new house, take vacations, and give to charity. You can also allow your spouse to retire, enabling another person to fill his or her job and gain the income you no longer need. So whether you want to change the economy in the world, or you're simply curious about what the next level of life would look like for you and your family, I believe this is the greatest time in history for you to gain what you desire. Let's face it, capitalism is getting a bad name. Entrepreneurs are sometimes seen as greedy and amoral rather than as crucial to our economic system. It seems crazy to those of us who believe in this system, but it's a belief that has taken hold in certain segments of society. But here's the real truth. Money earned ethically allows you to do incredible things for the world. Just about every single billionaire and super successful multimillionaire I know made money to secure a great life, and then they had a massive impact on the world. Most billionaires employ thousands of people. They also help their family members and parents retire and support their kids as they move on in their lives. They help build churches, deliver water to places that don't have it, create anonymous charities and help fund them, often without asking for any public recognition. Because, like I wrote, money earned ethically can have incredible byproducts, benefits for friends, family, and the world. If you're listening to this book, you have a desire for more in life. Go make yourself wealthy, become secure, and watch how much good you can do for the world. Here is something else to think about. Society seems to be looking down on capitalism, entrepreneurship, and making money. Simultaneously, a lack of money causes more stress in people's lives than any other one thing in this world. Experts say most divorces are caused by money problems, and that most people on anti-anxiety pills admit it's because of financial worries. Most people who aren't connected to their children and their spouse claim it's because of a lack of money, time, or having jobs they hate. Have you ever stressed or worried about money? Of course you have. Do I have enough? Am I enough? Those questions can rattle anyone's cage. Here's what one of my mentors taught me. If you can cut a check for a problem, you don't have that problem. Repeat it like a mantra. If you can cut a check for the problem, you don't have that problem. If you have bills that you're stressed over, you cut a check, that problem goes away. Worried about your kids' college education? Cut a check, that problem goes away. Worried about your parents getting old and not having enough for retirement? Cut a check and let your parents retire, like I did. Are you worried about your future? Cut a check, that problem goes away. Is your business not doing as well as it could? Cut a check, that problem goes away. Don't tell me money can't solve issues. When you get money out of the way, you're allowed to be your best self. Think of it this way. If I was sitting next to you right now and squeezed your throat, the only thing you could think about is oxygen. But prior to that, I'm guessing taking a breath of air wasn't occupying your mind. You just go about every day knowing it's there. The reason people are stressed about money is because they're being squeezed by the amount coming in, contrasted with how much they need to live the life they desire. When worrying about money comes off your plate, you have the opportunity to be your best self. By shifting certain habits in your life, abundance and prosperity will flow to you in ways that might seem impossible at this moment. No magic money machine is in this book. There's no button you're going to push so your mailbox will be filled with checks. But what you're going to get are simple recipes ideally suited to the complex times in which we live. They cut through all the confusion of modern life and provide a straight line between where you are now and where you want to be. Have you ever wondered how two people could be brought up in similar environments, work in the same field, have similar jobs, and one of them is making twice as much as the other? Or one person excels at his job and then leaves and does his own thing, while the other person says, "Oh, but the economy is bad, and the president, and the Congress, and our boss is holding me back." Two people, two completely different life results. The reason? The person who took his or her life to the next level had different daily habits than the one who sits and simply wishes and hopes for more. Throughout this book, you're going to see these habits and be excited about each and every one of them. And like I said earlier, it doesn't matter where you're coming from. It only matters where you want to go. Don't let go of the wheel. I want to end this chapter with a story I've been sharing for years. Imagine a farmer gets up every single day, and he puts his grain on the back of the tractor, and he puts the tractor in gear, and he drives out a mile into the pasture to feed the cows, and then they all come running. He dumps the feed and goes back to the barn. If he gets up every single day for 10, 15, 20 years and starts the tractor, puts the feed on, puts it in gear, and goes out to the same field, what will eventually happen? He'll build ruts on the path to the cows. Eventually, he could just get up, throw the grain on the back, start the tractor, put it in gear, and let go of the wheel. That tractor will take him right out to the same spot he's been going for years. Apply this story to your life and ask, have you let go of the wheel? Do you have ruts that keep you doing the same thing every day? It doesn't necessarily mean your entire life is in a rut, but do you unconsciously do the same things daily, expecting a different result? Do you have habits that make every day the same while simultaneously hoping an outside factor will change it? Maybe you're waiting for a shift in the economy, a person to intervene on your behalf, fate to present you with a winning lottery ticket. Have you become the thermometer instead of the thermostat? I'm not judging. It happens to us all. Most people have let go of the wheel. But it doesn't have to stay that way. So here's what's important about that farmer's story. To change that farmer's direction, to change his destination, he doesn't have to make a dramatic 180-degree turn. It's not like a New Year's resolution where you feel you need to change everything about yourself. You don't have to wake up tomorrow morning and start an entirely new routine, yoga, and then meditate, and then practice gratitude for an hour. Yes, all those things are worthwhile, but all you have to do tomorrow is put yourself in the position of that farmer and turn the wheel a quarter of an inch, just a tiny shift. If he got up tomorrow and turned that wheel a quarter of an inch, by the time he got a mile out in the field, he wouldn't even be able to see his old feeding grounds because he would be so far away. Those ruts would be no more, because he'd be carving a new path, a quarter inch at a time. I know that there are other things you could be doing besides listening to this book, watching television, going to a sports event, doing chores. But those things are always going to be there. Would you rather change a light bulb or your life? Getting rich isn't about a magic pill that puts money in your bank account for doing nothing. It's not about hitting the lotto. It's not about waiting for someone to do something for you. It's about changing your habits and your thoughts. And you can start today. As John Paul DeJoria says, the difference between successful people and unsuccessful people is that successful people do the things that unsuccessful people don't want to do. I would add that successful people have a core set of habits that propel them. The average person confuses success with luck. But luck has nothing to do with it. Millionaire success habits do. Now let's look at where you are in your life and where you want to go. Chapter 2, The Foundation for All Success. Where the heck are you going? In your life, that is. Many people struggle with this seemingly obvious question. Want to see the evidence of this struggle? During the week, ask 5 random people what they don't want out of life. I can all but guarantee that they will have a sizable list. It will be as if they metaphorically lick their fingers, clear their throats as if about to make some life-altering announcement, grab their figurative list, and begin to enumerate the items on it. I don't want to keep the same income and job I have now. I don't want my spouse to nag me about money and time spent at home. I don't want to keep driving this same crappy car for another year. The I don't wants always flow out easily. So easily that sometimes they seem like they have been rehearsed. It's as if people are constantly thinking about them. And why is that? Because they are. So after you ask these people what they don't want out of life, and they're ticking off their 5th or 6th item, stop them abruptly, pause for a second, and say, okay, I understand what you don't want out of life. Now let me ask you this. What do you want out of life? This is where things get interesting. After you ask this question, you'll see puzzlement, followed by a creased brow. They're starting to think about what you asked. The reactions will be the polar opposite of the reactions they had when you asked them what they don't want out of life. Many people will respond, well, that's a good question, or I'll have to think about that one. It's like they're saying, I'm in a fast car, I'm driving 100 miles an hour, and I know for sure I don't want to go to Florida, Texas, or Arizona, but I'm not sure where I actually want to go. What happens then? You end up nowhere. You end up out of gas and unable to reach your destination because you only know where you don't want to go. Sounds pretty simple, right? Maybe you're saying, oh boy, Dean, is that the grand wisdom you have for me? Actually, it's a huge part of it, but you have to wrap your head around what the wisdom really is. Once you understand it, you'll see why this may be the biggest reason you are holding yourself back from breaking through to the next level. So let me ask you a question. Do you know anyone who fits this description? Someone who has an easier time expressing what they don't want out of life than expressing what they do want? Maybe a friend, a relative, or a spouse who goes through life this way? Maybe even someone a little closer to you. That's someone you see when you look in the mirror after rolling out of bed each morning. You see, what's crazy about today's society is that everybody is racing around with Ferrari brains, but no one has her GPS on. And here's the unfortunate truth for a society like this. It doesn't matter how fast you can go. It doesn't matter how much passion you have. And it doesn't matter how much energy you put into something. If you don't have a vision and a clarity of the destination you want to reach, you'll simply never get there. The reason I call it a Ferrari brain is because you can buy the most expensive Ferrari in the world and drive it as fast as you possibly can, but if you don't know where you're going, you'll get nowhere quickly. Would you rather drive a Ferrari off a cliff at 200 miles per hour or drive a Prius to the promised land? In a moment, I'm going to share one of the most important millionaire success habits of them all. It's a habit I have shared with my students for the past 20 plus years, and a habit I will share until I can't share anymore. Look, I hope you listen to this entire book from cover to cover. Getting through this chapter alone will put you ahead of 98% of the world. The same 98% that is out there running on a treadmill wondering why they aren't getting where they want to go, or driving in a Ferrari with no GPS and wondering why they just drove into a lake. Here are a few of the things I hear far too often. I need more hours in a day, Dean. I wish I could clone myself or find good help. I never have enough time to do my own business or to take my business to the next level, or get a promotion, or make more money. Some people think they need 36 hours in a day, when in reality they are just lacking a crystal clear vision of what they want out of their own personal lives. Did Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg have 36 hours in a day on their path to success? If you feel overwhelmed daily because of a lack of time, distractions, or your own procrastination, I would bet you a shiny nickel that you don't accurately know where you want to go in life. Believe me, it's the first question I ask all my students, and most scratch their heads when they consider where they want to go. When you have no idea about your direction, you tend to spend your time doing things that are preventing you from making more money, receiving promotions, seeing your family more, or even just enjoying life at an optimal level. And while you're doing these things that are in no way serving your future, you're forced to say no to doing the things that could further your business, your income, and your happiness. On the flip side, when you have a clear vision for your life, you'll stop wasting time on things that are not serving your dreams, your goals, or your aspirations. Your actions will have purpose, and your hours will be spent achieving those goals. Your procrastination will cease because you know with 100% certainty what you cannot put off until tomorrow. So let's get your vision dialed in on using the habits I've learned over time. Habits I've acquired through my own trial and error, as well as those I borrowed from other super successful people. Once you develop a vision for yourself, things will become so clear, it will be as if you got a new pair of glasses and didn't realize your old prescription was outdated. We all know that setting goals is an extremely important part of success. I believe that Benjamin Franklin was one of the first people ever who documented his goals and knew where he wanted to go in life. But what we are about to go through together in this chapter transcends the typical goal-setting process. Sometimes setting goals is hard when so much around you is noisy, busy, and even scary. But together we are first going to get honest about where you are in life right now. Then I'm going to give you a secret tool that will allow you to look into the future to discover your path. Then, we will anchor where you want to go with your true why. Then the only thing left is learning how to do it. Fortunately, this entire book is designed to give you the tools, techniques, and of course, the habits to accomplish the how. Where are you? Don't lie. Before I ask you to take stock of your life at this moment, let me make a request. Be honest. Here and throughout the book, I'm going to be asking you some tough questions. Don't try to answer what you think I want to hear or what makes you feel good. This is what most people do without thinking. And though I understand the reflex, I'd like you to think about the importance of being truthful. It is only once we are honest with ourselves that we can move onward and upwards to our dreams, aspirations, and desires. So with that thought in mind, let's start with where you are in your life right this second. What does that mean exactly? What I don't mean is for you to answer literally. You're listening to this on your couch or on vacation or in a bathroom. I'm not talking about where you are physically. What I mean is, what situation or situations are you currently experiencing in your life? Why are you listening to this book? Maybe you're struggling with feeling of having untapped potential, or you fear you're living just an okay life rather than the life of your dreams. Maybe you're trying to find something that can secure your finances because your back is against the wall and your mortgage and student loans are kicking your backside. Maybe you just want to start something new to help change your life for the better. If you can relate to any of these situations, great. Maybe you're just getting out of college or going through college and you are confused about your future. If so, congratulations for being at this place in your life. Maybe you think it's time to reinvent yourself completely. Maybe you're just sick of listening to someone giving you orders at the same mundane job you've had for a decade. If so, congratulations. Maybe you're a business owner who is ready for more profits, ready for that next level, or ready to get the secrets that can catapult you to the next level. If so, I congratulate you for being here as well. I suggested these examples to help you think about your own situation, as well as to reassure that wherever you're at in your life, you're not alone. So dig deep and just be honest with yourself. Sometimes we pretend to ourselves and others that everything is okay. We forget what really matters. You must try to break down that everything is okay mindset and write down what truly is in your heart. In fact, stop listening right now and take a yellow pad or your phone or your computer and make a note of, where am I in life? You can go beyond just your finances and write down where you are in the different areas of your life that matter most. Love, intimacy, health, your career, and your family. Go ahead and break out those areas in a piece of paper and, next to each one, describe where you are. Don't write other people's perceptions of you. Instead, when you look in a mirror and you're dead honest with yourself, where are you? Before you can create your ideal destination, we need to know your starting point. Get clear on where you want to go. Here's a story that will help you think about where you want to end up versus the place you don't. A dear friend took a church group of 18 boys on an adventure trip to Durango, Colorado, where they planned to go whitewater rafting. When they arrived, the guide informed them that the rapids were higher and stronger than they had been in many years. Rapids range on a scale from 1 to 5, and most of the ones they were going to experience were 4s. Anxious about their safety, the guide made them do practice drills many times during the first mile of the adventure. The guide kept hammering into their heads the one idea, the positive point. He said, "Boys, when I point, I will always be pointing to where we want to go. I will never point at the downed tree we could get caught on or the jagged rock that could puncture the raft. If I pointed to what I didn't want to hit, that's where all your focus would go, and I assure you we would run right into it. Don't worry if we get even inches from the rocks. Just focus on the positive point and use all your energy and attention to get us there." With this positive point to guide them, their minds remain focused on the solution, steering into a clearing, rather than the obstacle, crashing into the rocks. The chances of them actually getting into trouble decrease substantially. And yes, it's easier said than done, but once you begin focusing on what you want rather than what you don't want, it becomes a success habit that can completely change the outcome of so many things in your life. When this chapter's lesson becomes a part of you, you may look at the jagged rocks for a second when something goes wrong, but then you'll immediately look for that clearing, the positive point. And the more you practice this, the more likely you'll look only at the clearing when life puts you in a spin. For years, I've taught this truth. When you focus on the outcome rather than the obstacle, your life will never be the same. How do you think John Paul DeJoria and the richest men and women in the world became so successful? By having a clear vision of where they wanted to go and then taking action towards it. Most of us want more out of life, but we aren't specific enough with our intentions, so we don't know how to get there. That's why you may be sidetracked by phone calls and emails. It's why you may feel disorganized, stressed, or overwhelmed. It's why you may have the feeling that America is just not the same as it used to be, and there is no opportunity for you to go to that next level. Completely false beliefs. There's more opportunity now than ever before. This might be one of the greatest times in history to get ahead of the curve. However, first and foremost, you must have your destination locked in and create the map you need to get to that next level of life. Once you find a truly crystal clear vision, things that bugged you or slowed you down no longer have any power to stop you from achieving your goal. Look back from the future. We know that goal setting is arguably the most important step to success. But let's be honest here. Sometimes setting goals the traditional way by just looking forward a year or 2 years or even 5 years is hard. We lead crazy busy lives, and we can become so bogged down in the details of things we can't look up and see the future clearly. With your business, your family, your work, and so many other things moving so fast, it's difficult to focus on the road ahead. You spend so much time just managing what you can see, what is within your reach, that looking into the future may be difficult. So here's how to see past the daily grind. Dan Sullivan, one of my mentors, taught me the following activity, and it was an immediate game changer for me and for thousands of people I've shared it with. Imagine it's 1 year from today, and when you're looking back over the past year, you realize it was the best year of your life. What does that look like to you? What would have to happen for you to wake up every morning on fire, free of dissatisfaction, and convinced you weren't wasting your potential? As I'm writing this paragraph, I'm looking back at my future year and getting goosebumps because of what I'm envisioning. I want you to experience that same sense of excitement. Think about what your best year of your life would look like and get emotional, get engaged, get engulfed, and visualize specific details about what made it so amazing. More specifically, ask yourself the following questions when you look back at this year. How much money are you making? How much money do you have saved away for your family's security? Who are you taking care of financially? Where do you work every day? Do you have a home office, or are you driving to a new location? Are you taking your existing company to the next level? Are you starting your own company? Are you evolving through the ranks at your job? Do you have a better relationship with your boss? Better yet, are you the boss? How does your spouse and your partner look at you in the morning or after a long day? How do your relationships with your kids or family members look now? What exactly does your life look like when it's a year in the future and you look back and it was the best year ever? Feel those feelings with no restrictions and nothing holding you back from these raw emotions. Don't say, "Well, I could be in shape, but I'm too busy to work out." Or, "I could start my own company, but I have to stick with this job just to pay the rent." That's looking into the future with current obligations holding you back like an anchor. If you've not done so already, I encourage you to stop and write down fast and continuously what the best year of your life would look like. Get specific about each area. As you write, just let it flow. You see, when you know where you are right at this moment, you possess a true starting point. Then, when you take the time to look backwards from the future in order to create where you want to go over the next year, you've done more than most people who are stuck in place. They ignore this simple habit and practice. You know who doesn't ignore it? Successful people. When you know where you want to go, you'll start having a filter that will allow you to say no to certain friends, say no to certain obligations, say no to certain opportunities, say no to certain emails. You will know deep down that those things are not contributing to your vision. Once you know where you want to go, you can start taking action steps towards the best year of your life, which will evolve into the best 10 years of your life, and ultimately, to the best rest of your life. By doing this exercise, you'll stop feeling overwhelmed. You'll find more time, and your stress will melt away. All the successful people I've ever been blessed to meet or become good friends with know where they are going in life and what their ultimate goals are. They have an inner vision that they live by, and it's time for you to get yours or take yours to another level. Once you know where you are and you know where you want to go, you'll also find it easier to acquire other success habits. Identify your why. Let's move on to the next key component, the piece that makes your vision become your reality. This is the step you must complete to make it real. Understand your why. Here are critical why questions you should answer. Why do you want to take your income from where it is to a next level? Why do you want to start your own business? Why do you want your company to evolve, or to quit your job, or to rise up through the ranks at your current job? Why do you want your parents and your spouse to retire? Why do you want to lose weight, have more intimacy in your life, have more passion in your actions, have more joy on a daily basis, and live a life with more smiles than frowns? I bet when you think about having all those things, you say to yourself, hell yeah. But why do you really want them? I know for a fact the reasons you want them are deeper than you think, and I'm going to show you how to dig those reasons out. And when you do, be prepared to be unstoppable. Maybe you'll shed a few tears as well. I know I did. The issue with most people is that they simply don't go deep enough into their hearts and souls to find out the truth about why they want what they want. It's unfortunate that our brains can so powerfully obscure what's in our hearts and souls. When you ask most people what their why is, and I've asked thousands of my students, most people will say, I want more money to have financial freedom. Or they will say, I want more money to eliminate debt. Or even things like, I want to lose weight so I look good. And yes, those are all good answers, but they're not sufficiently deep ones. Without a depth of purpose, you can't push through your most challenging times. If the struggles of life are pouring down on you like a rainstorm, is I want a new house a strong enough motivation that you'll ignore the storm to get what you want? Is I want abs a strong enough why to get you to the gym after a long day at work? I doubt it. But when you can attach a much deeper meaning to why, it all changes. Let me stress how important this is. Throughout this book, I promise to deliver success habits that will wow you and have you eager to put them into play in your life. But if you don't have these fundamental habits to start, then nothing else I share with you will matter. So get ready to be honest with yourself on an even deeper level than before, because together we are going to dig out your true purpose. The question we usually don't ask ourselves is, what is the purpose behind our actions? Which is crazy, because it's a question we should be asking ourselves daily. When we can uncover our true why, our driving purpose in life, and translate that into our actions, we provide the momentum we need to push forward faster than ever. Why is your why so important? Even if I could teach a group of people how to sell $20 bills for 10 bucks, some of them would let what's between their ears stop them from succeeding. Even with something so simple, they could still talk themselves out of success and not even realize that they are self-sabotaging. Because so many times, fear is the brake to our momentum, slowing us down so much that we eventually come to a complete stop. And it's for that reason that I've always been obsessed with discovering the tools, the strategies, and the recipes that lead to the habits that can help you demolish any obstacles. This is why you don't find yourself on the cusp of greatness and give up and turn around when you are just an inch away from a breakthrough. If you love the life you are in 100%, you'd go back to where you were and continue living the life you love. But you aren't one of those people. You realized, or are realizing now, that you can access all the potential you have and that you don't have to live like others do or live how others tell you to live. You don't want to look back in 5, 10, 25 years and realize that you live the same mundane day over and over again for most of your life. You don't want to miss out on the invaluable years that you'll never get back. As you listen to this book, I hope you get inspired. But if you just get motivated and excited for a week and then fall back into old habits, then I didn't do my job. Rather, I want these success habits to be like behavioral superglue. I want these lessons to stick around with you so long that this could be the last book you ever have to read about success. It is my mission for you to implement these habits and have you look back in a couple of years and realize that the old you, the you of today, is unrecognizable because you're using each and every ounce of your full potential. That's all we're supposed to do in this world and in this life. Reach our full potential each and every day. You're not supposed to be me or Bill Gates or Peyton Manning or Oprah or anybody else. You're simply supposed to be the best you possible. Okay, I'm done with the pep talk. Now it's time for you to do my favorite exercise in the world and find your true why, the thing that can get you through even the toughest of days and bring even more bright light into the good days. Let's go 7 levels deep. About 8 years ago, I hired a consultant named Joe Stump to help me get my students and my readers more engaged in what I do and what I teach. Joe is incredible at what he does, and it wasn't cheap to hire him, but I knew it was well worth it for my students and my clients. So I was going to pay him a big fat check to help me out. But at the last minute he said, "Why don't I consult with you on your questions and your goals in the morning, and then you consult with me in the afternoon?" I was totally on board with this and ready to absorb newfound knowledge and wisdom from Joe. I remember the meeting like it was yesterday. Joe Stump, my good buddy, Joe Polish, who had made the introduction, and a few team members and I were sitting at an outside table at my old house in Scottsdale, Arizona. I loved this outdoor space. It had big, hand-carved wood chairs that were so high that the backs of them were 2 feet over my head. They had soft yellow cushions, and they surrounded a beautiful, large, and long Tuscan table. It was a 75-degree Phoenix afternoon, and the perfect sort of day for an outdoor meeting. These may seem like mundane details, but there's a reason they remain so vivid in my memory. My life would never be the same after this meeting. As we sat around the table, I remember Joe Stump said to me, "Why do you want me to be here, Dean? What's the main reason?" I responded by saying, "Because I know I provide proven strategies for success and wealth to people, but I can't always get them to take action. I not only want them to get my books and trainings, but I want them to use the information, get engaged, and then stick to it, so more of them can see the results of their actions. I've even been doing a weekly wisdom. Check it out at www.weeklywisdom.com. For my students for many years now, to help them get on their journey to success. I do all that I can to get them engaged, but so many of my students are sucked back into their old routines. They seem to hope something changes, rather than making something change. I just need them to stay in the game long enough to make these little shifts and stay passionate about their goals. And once they get a glimpse, I know there will be no turning back for them." He looked at me and said, "Wow, Dean, that was powerful. Have you ever done the 7 levels deep?" I remember saying, "I don't know what that is." He said, "It's the most profound thing that you've ever done, and it can massively transform the life of the people you teach and make them stay engaged and motivated longer than ever before. It will actually keep them engaged for life." I was like, "Okay, amazing. Give it to me. Let me have it." Then Joe said, "Sorry, Dean, but no. I want to put you through the full experience first." I said, Joe, come on, man. I want to get there quick. I'm a fast learner. I want this 7 levels deep thing, and I want to give it to my students and my readers ASAP." Then, even more committed, he said, "Nope, the only way you're going to get it is if you go through it." I finally gave in and said, "Fine." Now, as you listen to the next few paragraphs, I want you to picture yourself doing this exercise with someone else. Whether with a spouse, a colleague, or a friend, imagine doing this exercise together. As you'll see, when Joe asked a question, the answer I gave him would be the basis for the next question, and we would repeat this 7 more times. For example, if he asked, "Why do you want me here?" and I answered by saying, "I want to learn how to help my students," he would then ask, "Why do you want to help your students?" This exercise is called 7 levels deep because you move progressively deeper into questions by asking why questions 7 times. Each question is based on the previous answer. I'm not sure why 7 is the magical number that gets you where you need to go, but it is always the right number. Joe sat down in front of me with a piece of paper. He was right in my face. He said, "I asked you why you wanted me here earlier, and you basically said because you want to get your clients, your readers, and your customers more engaged so you can help change their lives for the better, even more than you have." "I think that's a great answer, Dean. Very noble. Now, let me ask you this. Why is it important to you to get more of your students engaged, to understand more, to overcome obstacles, to take action, and to see that next level of life?" I remember thinking about it for a second and answering, "Because so many people get stuck in the routine of mediocrity, and I know that I'm giving them good strategies, but not all are using them. I don't want to be the sales or infomercial guy who just sold them a book. I want to be the person who opened their eyes to a new way of life by using what I've discovered." And at the end of the day, I want to create a legacy that my family can be proud of. Joe responded, "That's great stuff. Now, I first asked you why you hired me. Then you said it was to help your students get more engaged. Then when I asked why that